Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening, and for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives. And I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. With the hot days of summer upon us, I would like to take this time and talk about healthy choices when it comes to quenching your thirst. And I would like to talk about the lost art of lacto-fermented beverages. It is difficult to think of a popular beverage that is healthy. Coffee, soft drinks, alcoholic beverages, and even fruit juice, and even some teas should be avoided because they contain caffeine, concentrated sugars, or large amounts of alcohol. Traditionally, people used locally available foods to make the lacto-fermented beverages, such as palm sap, coconut juice, herbs, roots, tubers, and fruit. We actually have a natural craving for live culture sodas, and there is a theory that the craving for both alcohol and soft drinks stems from an ancient collective memory of the kind of lacto-fermented beverages still found in traditional societies. And these live culture sodas are just another piece of the traditional food way of life. There are many popular ethnic beverages which shows that the fermentation of fruits and grains to make refreshing and health-promoting drinks is almost universal. Usually, these drinks are mildly alcoholic, which is the result of a fermentation process that is both alcoholic by the action of yeasts on sugars and lactic acid by the action of bacteria on sugars. There are beers made from various grains such as millet, corn, barley, wheat, and rice. And there is kvass, which is the Russian national drink made from stale sourdough rye bread and fruits. And it contains less than 1% alcohol and is used for medicinal purposes. Wines and ciders made from fruits are also found throughout the world. So today I would like to explain some of the health benefits of lacto-fermented beverages to you, and we will talk about the preparation techniques of beet kvass, kombucha tea, homemade ginger ale, and much more. All these healthful drinks can be prepared right in your kitchen with very little effort. Before we continue with today's topic, let's listen to some music. And the CD I chose for today is by Eliza Gilkison, and the CD is titled Hard Times in Babylon. And when I come back, I will tell you how to prepare those lacto-fermented beverages.
My father made a pretty damn good living playing music on the beauty way. He's gonna die with some money in his pocket. Wish I could do the same today, little darling. Wish I could do the same today. No white kid and a little transistor tuned into Wolfman Jack. I picked up a guitar, heard the sirens whisper. Along the sangrated crystals, polish the diamond in the rough. By the time I hit LA, I was hotter than a pistol. But you never had enough, little darling. You never really had enough. I felt the lights on the big, big stages, fire burning in my soul. I've had those nights when my rages, but it's not something you control, darling. It's not something you control. I but every time I say I'm gonna quit the beauty way, I hear my bones just turning in their grave. Little darling, bones turning in their grave. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today, we will explore the medicinal benefits of lacto-fermented beverages. First of all, we will explore two gifts from Russia, kvass and kombucha. So let's talk about kvass first. And kvass is a lacto-fermented beverage made from stale rye bread. It tastes like beer, but it is not alcoholic. Kvass is considered a tonic for digestion, an excellent thirst quencher, and an antidote to a hangover. Now, Russians have been enjoying kvass for at least 1,000 years. Since kvass is made from stale sourdough rye bread, it is unnatural for bakeries in Russia to make it from the bread that did not sell. And the bread that has gone past its shelf life is cut into 1-inch cubes, spread on trays, and dried out in the bread ovens, set to low temperature. And then the pieces are added to a large tank with water, and the brew is left 12 hours at room temperature. Yeast and a small amount of sugar is then added, and the kvass is left another 12 hours at room temperature. After that, it is put in glass bottles. 3 or 4 raisins are added to the bottles, which are then capped tightly. And the kvass will be ready in about 3 weeks. And the process of fermentation will turn it into a foamy and refreshing beverage. But the shelf life from that point is only about 1 week or 3 weeks refrigerated, after which the kvass turns alcoholic. Because of the short shelf life, it is of no interest to the soft drink conglomerates. In comparison, Coca-Cola and other commercial soft drinks are full of chemicals and preservatives to give it a long shelf life. Now, kvass made at home requires careful attention to detail, especially to temperatures. And to avoid failures and frustration, it is best to purchase a thermometer that will measure liquids between 50 to 175 degrees Fahrenheit. And you will also need to find a warm place that stays about 76 to 78 degrees in your kitchen or in a closet. So be sure to use bread that is made only with rye flour and one that contains no food additives or preservatives. Kvass made from bread that contains other grains is said to turn the fermenting liquid bitter, so it has to be a 100% sourdough rye bread. The kvass should be stored in bottles with screw-on tops or tops with wire fasteners. And there's a wonderful recipe for a homemade rye bread in the book Nourishing Traditions, which is available for purchase at the Evergreen Cottage. And this book also contains a shorter and simpler recipe for making kvass by using homemade whey instead of yeast. The addition of whey and a little sea salt cuts down on the alcoholic fermentation and the alcohol content, and the results are a pleasantly acidic drink, slightly bubbly, with complex flavors, especially if it is allowed to age for several weeks or more. To use the short version for making kvass with homemade whey, I want to tell you first of all how to make your own whey and cream cheese, which will be a byproduct from the process. And I also want to mention that whey is a great helper in your kitchen and contains a lot of minerals. In fact, 1 tablespoon of whey in a little water will help digestion. And it is a remedy that will keep your muscles young, your joints movable, and ligaments elastic, according to Hannah Kruger from the book. The book is titled Ageless Remedies from Mother's Kitchen. And she also says, with stomach ailments, you should take 1 tablespoon whey 3 times daily, and this will feed the stomach glands, and it will make them work well again. Now, whey is a required ingredient for many recipes, such as a starter culture for lacto-fermented vegetables and fruits. for soaking grains, and the starter for many beverages. And I will give you several recipes for healthy lacto-fermented beverages throughout the show. So to make homemade whey will be an important foundation. So let's talk about how to make whey. So to make whey, you can use a homemade yogurt or a good quality organic plain yogurt without additives. And you can also use whole milk buttermilk, but if you do that, you will need to let the buttermilk stand at room temperature 1 to 2 days until the milk visibly separates into white curds and yellowish whey. However, if you are using yogurt, no advanced preparation is required, and all you need is a large strainer lined with a clean dish towel set over a large bowl. And then you just pour in the yogurt or separated buttermilk. You cover it with a towel and let it stand at room temperature for several hours or longer. And what will happen is the whey will run into the bowl and the milk solids will stay in the strainer. And then you tie up the towel with the milk solids inside and just be careful not to squeeze. And then you tie this little sack to a wooden spoon placed across the top of a container so that more whey can drip out. Actually, when the bag stops dripping, the cream cheese is ready. And this homemade cream cheese is far superior to the commercial variety, which is usually produced by putting milk under high pressure and not by the beneficial action of lactic acid producing bacteria. And you can store it away in a glass jar or mason jar, and it will keep for about 6 months refrigerated. And the cream cheese should be stored in a glass container in the refrigerator as well, and it will keep for about 1 month. So this is a very easy process, and you will end up with delicious cream cheese and enough whey for many recipes. Now, before I will give you the recipe for kvass, let's take a short break with music, and when I come back, we will continue with this topic. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are talking about lacto-fermented beverages today and their many health benefits. One key ingredient for making some of these beverages is homemade whey, and I explained how to do this process right in your own kitchen. And as you can see, it is pretty simple to prepare homemade whey and cream cheese in your kitchen. Now, back to the kvass, and this was the reason for needing whey in the first place. So here's the recipe for making a kvass. And to make 2 quarts of it, you will need 4 to 5 slices of 100% rye sourdough bread. And you place the bread slices in a warm oven until it is dried out. And then you place it in a large bowl. And in the meantime, you bring 2 quarts filtered water to a boil and you pour it over the bread. And then you let it cool down and you add 1/4 cup whey and 2 teaspoons of sea salt. Then you cover the bowl with a clean cloth and you leave it at room temperature for 2 to 3 days. Then you remove the bread and you strain the liquid into a 2-quart container. And then you add 1/2 cup of raisins and 2 apples. And the apples should be peeled and quartered. And you add it to the liquid. And you cover the container tightly and store it in the refrigerator for about 1 month before drinking. And kvass is ready when the fruit floats, which is a sign that sufficient lactic acid has been produced. In addition to its role as a refreshing drink, kvass is added to a number of typical Russian cold soups containing vegetables, sour cream, and fish. I also want to mention that kvass can also be made from beets, which has more medicinal purposes. In fact, no traditional Ukrainian home is without a bottle of beet kvass. And folk medicine values beets and beet kvass for their liver cleansing properties. And beet kvass is widely used in cancer therapy in Europe. Reports indicate that beet kvass is an excellent therapy for chronic fatigue, chemical sensitivities, allergies, and digestive problems. And this easy-to-assimilate healing tonic is a blend of beets, water, salt, and whey. And you can find an easy recipe for beet kvass in the book Nourishing Traditions. And for 2 quarts of beet kvass, you will need 3 medium or 2 large organic beets, peeled and chopped up coarsely. And you should not use grated beets because this would actually result in a too rapid fermentation, which produces alcohol rather than lactic acid. So you place the chopped beets in a 2-quart glass container and you add 1/4 cup of homemade whey, 1 tablespoon of sea salt, and you can add enough filtered water to fill the container. And then you stir this mixture well and you cover it securely. And you should keep this mixture at room temperature for 2 days before transferring it to the refrigerator. And in fact, 1 4-ounce glass morning and night is an excellent blood tonic. It also promotes regularity, aids digestion, alkalizes the blood, cleanses the liver, and is a good treatment for kidney stones and other ailments. And beet kvass may also be used in place of vinegar in salad dressings and as an addition to soups. And when most of the beet kvass has been consumed, you can actually fill up the container with water and you keep it at room temperature another 2 days. And the resulting brew will be a lot less strong than the first. And after the second brew, you can discard the beets and start the process all over again. However, you can reserve some of the liquid and use this as your inoculant instead of the whey. Now, before we continue with today's topic, let's take a short break and we will listen to a track from today's feature CD by Eliza Gilkinson, and I'll be back in a few minutes with more information for you.
I think I'll go down to the coast for a while. Find a little cabin by the sea. I think I need to be alone for a while. Find out whatever became of me. Did you ever think that it would be like this? everything. Go out for a little drive. Maybe I'll take the long way home. Probably more than just a little high. I need some time to be alone. I'm gonna find out what it means to me.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is lacto-fermented beverages and the health benefits. And I talked about kvass, a national Russian beverage, and its medicinal uses. And if you would like to find out more information about kvass, how it can be prepared at home, you can go to the following website, westonaprice.org, and you can find several informative articles about kvass as well as recipes. And you can also find great recipes and information in the book Nourishing Traditions. And this book is available for purchase at the Evergreen Cottage. Now I would like to talk about another healthy lacto-fermented beverage, which came to us from Russia. And some of you may be familiar with it. It is called kombucha. And kombucha is a delicious and refreshing tonic, which is made from a tea, sugar, and a so-called mushroom fungus. It is not a mushroom, but it is actually a colony of bacteria and yeast, and it is pancake-shaped, and that is why it is referred to as a mushroom. And I know it seems surprising, even ironic, to think that a concoction made out of black tea and sugar could have so many health benefits. But the so-called kombucha mushroom transforms sweetened black tea into a slightly fizzy, sour drink, and in the process, virtually all the sugar and caffeine are transformed into other health-promoting compounds. Now, kombucha can be easily prepared in your kitchen and is safe and healthy when prepared according to directions. And all you have to do is bring 3 quarts of water to a boil and remove it from the heat, and then you add 1 cup white sugar and 4 bags of organic black tea. And to avoid contamination, the sweetened tea should then be placed in a clean, clear glass bowl, and the mushroom should be placed carefully on top. And then you need some masking tape, and you place a crisscross across the bowl, and you cover the bowl with a clean towel, and this basically keeps the towel in place. And then you place it in a warm, protected spot for about 8 days until the beverage becomes suitably acidic. And it should be rather sour and possibly fizzy, with no taste of tea remaining. And then you should transfer it to a covered glass container and store it in the refrigerator. Now, some people claim that kombucha is not safe, but when reasonable care is taken, there should be no contamination issues. Of course, if the kombucha develops mold, you should not drink it, just as you would not consume any food that developed mold. Kombucha is rich in B vitamins and a substance called glucuronic acid, which actually binds up environmental and metabolic toxins so that they can be excreted through the kidneys. Glucuronic acid is a natural acid that is produced by the liver, and under normal circumstances, it is produced in sufficient quantities to neutralize toxins in the body. However, when liver function becomes overloaded and when the body must deal with an overabundance of toxins from the environment, which certainly is the case with most of us today, additional glucuronic acid taken in the form of kombucha is known to be a powerful aid to the body's natural cleansing process, and it also is a boost to the immune system and a proven prophylactic against cancer and other degenerative diseases. So kombucha simply supplies the body with more glucuronic acid and boosts the natural detoxification process. Glucuronic acid is also the building block of a group of important polysaccharides that include hyaluronic acid, which is a basic component of connective tissue, also chondroitin sulfate, which is a basic component of cartilage, and glucuronic acid is also a building block of the stomach lining and the eyes. In some cases, consumption of kombucha can provoke an allergic reaction, and this is evidence that the liver is very toxic and cannot handle the detoxification products that the kombucha helps release. In these cases, it is best to begin the detoxification process using beet kvass, which actually helps the liver cleanse itself. And usually, after 2 or 3 weeks of taking 8 to 12 ounces daily of beet kvass, the kombucha will be well tolerated and can be drunk both for its good taste and medicinal qualities. Now let's talk a little bit about the kombucha culture, or mother, which is actually the mushroom-like colony of bacteria and yeast that turns the sweet tea mixture into the magical drink. It is often called SCOBY, which is actually an abbreviation and stands for Symbiotic Culture of Bacteria and Yeast. Now, to obtain a kombucha culture, you can grow your own from an unflavored store-bought kombucha, and you just have to pour it into a wide-mouthed jar, and then you cover it, and the SCOBY will actually form in a week or two. But you can also purchase a culture online from various sources, such as gemcultures.com or laurelfarms.com. And when your kombucha is ready, your mushroom will have grown a second spongy pancake, and this can be used to make other batches or given away to friends. In fact, if you have a starter to share, call me at 365-2288, and I will pass on your name to people who are interested in making their own kombucha for the first time. For future use, the fresh kombucha mushroom should be stored in the refrigerator in a glass or stainless steel container and never in plastic. And a kombucha mushroom can be used dozens of times, and if it begins to turn black or if the resulting kombucha doesn't sour properly, it is basically a sign that the culture has become contaminated. And when this happens, it's best to throw away all your mushrooms and order a new one. Also, white sugar rather than honey or other sweeteners, and black tea rather than flavored or herbal teas, give the highest amounts of glucuronic acid. Non-organic tea is high in fluoride, so always use organic tea. And again, always start with drinking small amounts to observe any adverse effects. And if you react badly, like I mentioned earlier, use beet kvass several weeks to detoxify and then try again. At the Whole Foods pantry, you can find many bottled versions of kombucha, which are also flavored with fruit, and you can find them in our drink cooler. Now, kombucha is the cure for a hot day. It tastes delicious and refreshing, and this fizzy, dark-colored, energizing beverage qualifies as the soft drink of the 21st century and is the answer to the overuse of soft drinks that now wreaks havoc with the health of Western populations. And I strongly urge you to give this wonderful beverage a try. Now it's time for another break with music, and when I come back, I will give you some more wonderful recipes for lacto-fermented beverages. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today's topic is lacto-fermented beverages. And I talked about the preparation techniques for kvass and beet kvass and kombucha. Now I would like to give you some other recipes for lacto-fermented beverages, which will be health-promoting and thirst-quenching, and a great substitute for soda pops. Now, most health-conscious parents are well aware of the dangers of soda, with its 10 to 12 teaspoons of health-eroding sugar preserving. Soda pop also contains corrosive phosphoric acid and large amounts of caffeine. Now, youngsters make up the largest soda drinking portion of the population, which is why it is so critical for parents to provide tasty and nutritious alternatives. Lacto-fermented beverages are a wonderful choice due to their outstanding health benefits. And fermented beverages infuse the gut with lactobacilli and lactic acid to sustain their growth, but they also contain a large amount of enzymes and nourishing minerals. Traditional populations knew that these fizzy drinks were more hydrating and thirst-quenching than even water. And in the book Nourishing Traditions, Sally Fallon writes, quote, "Throughout the world, these lactic acid-containing drinks have been valued for medicinal qualities, including their ability to relieve intestinal problems and constipation, promote lactation, strengthen the sick, and promote overall well-being and stamina. Above all, these drinks were considered superior to plain water in their ability to relieve thirst during physical labor. Both soft drinks and alcoholic beverages and even plain water are poor substitute for these health-promoting beverages. Taken with meals, they promote thorough and easy digestion of food. Taken after physical labor, they give a lift by replacing lost mineral ions in a way that renews rather than depletes the body's reserves." Unquote. And as I mentioned earlier, we seem to have a natural craving for live culture sodas. And there's a theory that the craving for both alcohol and soft drinks stems from an ancient collective memory of the kind of lacto-fermented beverages still found in the traditional societies. Now, when it comes to fermented beverages, a little goes a long way. Not only are they super hydrating and supportive to the intestinal ecosystem, but lacto-fermented beverages are also quite detoxifying. The process of lacto-fermentation with both foods and beverages creates a host of beneficial microorganisms, and many of these bacteria are crucial to detoxification. And because of these powerful properties, the average adult will do well to consume around 4 to 6 ounces, and the child would need even less at one time. In fact, quite small amounts might be best for those just getting started. And a person's optimal quantity can also be influenced by his or her unique sensitivity and the strength of the beverage. So a good place to start a toddler would be with a few tablespoons mixed into some diluted juice. Now, while lacto-fermented beverages are mildly alcoholic, the amount is minimal and typically of no concern even for children. For example, kombucha may contain anywhere between 0.08% to 2% alcohol, while beet kvass can contain around 1%. And these are really small figures compared to beer that has up to 8% alcohol. In fact, a healthy body naturally produces about 1 ounce of alcohol per day, and several factors contribute to the level of alcohol produced within the lacto-fermented beverages: the amount of sugar, the length of fermentation, and the strength of the cultures, etc. The more sugar that the solution contains, the more alcohol will be produced. Also, the longer a beverage is allowed to ferment, the less sugar it will contain, and the more alcohol will be produced. In fact, if left to ferment too long, it may become more like vinegar, as the presence of certain benign bacteria convert the alcohol to acetic acid. Another factor is oxygen. The more oxygen the yeast cells are exposed to, the more they multiply, but the less alcohol they produce. Now, pregnant women may want to use caution, particularly if these beverages were not consumed consistently before conception. Now, if the mom's system is accustomed to the benefits and detoxification effects of these beverages, they can be consumed in moderation without worry during pregnancy. In fact, the liver-supporting properties of beet kvass and kombucha help prevent morning sickness. And alcoholic fermentation can be minimized greatly by the addition of whey and a little sea salt to the beverage's preparations. The result are pleasantly acidic drinks, sometimes slightly bubbly, with complex flavors, especially if the beverage is allowed to age for several weeks or more. The bacteria and the culturing agent use the sugar to produce lactic acid during the fermentation process, and the lactic acid is responsible for the tart taste in lacto-fermented foods and beverages and naturally preserves the end product. So in other words, that slight tart flavor of a fermented food is a very good thing. So before I will give you some more recipes for delicious lacto-fermented beverages, let's take another break with music, and I'll be back in a few minutes with more information for you.
Through the valley of the shadow, thou art with me. Though my heart's been torn on fields of battle, thou art with me. Though my trust is gone and my faith not near, love sanctuary, thou art with me. Through desolations, fire and fears, dark thunder, I'm not afraid to
and welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are talking about the wonderful health benefits of lacto-fermented beverages today. And now I would like to give you some great recipes. The first recipe is for fermented sun tea. I remember helping my mom make sun tea when I was a little girl, and there was nothing better than a tall glass of ice-cold tea after a day of playing outside in the hot sun. But here's a healthier fermented option. And for this recipe, you will need a gallon-sized canning jar with a secure lid. And what you do is you mix the following ingredients together in this jar. 3 tablespoons of whey, 4 tablespoons of granulated sugar, 1/4 cup of lemon or lime juice, 12 tea bags of your choice, and you can actually mix caffeinated and herbal tea bags if you like. And then all you do is you add filtered water to the top of the jar and you secure the lid. And then you let your mixture sit out in the sun for at least 8 hours. And then you can strain the mixture and refrigerate it. And you can also add fresh mint leaves from the garden or other fresh herbs. So this was the recipe for fermented sun tea. Another great refreshing drink and a pick-me-up after outside work in the sun is homemade ginger ale. And for this recipe, you need a 2-quart jug and you mix 3/4 cup ginger. And the ginger should be peeled and finely chopped or grated. So 3/4 cup ginger, 1/2 cup of fresh lime juice, 1/4 to 1/2 cup of rapid dura. And rapid dura can be found at the Whole Foods pantry and is basically dehydrated cane juice. And then you add 2 teaspoons sea salt, 1/4 cup whey, and 2 quarts of filtered water. So you place all the ingredients in the jar and you stir the ingredients well and cover the jar tightly. And you should leave this mixture at room temperature for 2 to 3 days before transferring it to the refrigerator. And it will actually keep several months well chilled. And to serve the ginger ale, you strain the liquid into a glass, and you can also mix it with carbonated water. And this is a very refreshing drink and also a great digestive aid. The next recipe I would like to share with you is for a fermented raspberry drink. And for 2 quarts of this drink, you will need 24 ounces of fresh or frozen raspberries. And what you do is you place the raspberries in the food processor and you blend them until they are smooth. And then you pour the raspberry puree into a large bowl and you add the juice of 12 oranges, 1/4 to 1/2 cup of rapid dura. Again, that's the dehydrated cane juice that you will find at the Evergreen Cottage. And 1/4 cup whey, 2 teaspoons sea salt, and about 1.5 quarts of filtered water. And you mix all ingredients thoroughly, and you cover the bowl with a clean cloth, and you leave it sit at room temperature for 2 to 3 days. And then you just have to make sure to skim any foam that may rise to the top. Then you strain the liquid through a strainer lined with a tea towel, and you pour it into a 2-quart glass container, cover it tightly, and store in the refrigerator. And this drink really captures the taste of summer, and it is a great treat year-round since you can also use frozen raspberries. There are many more wonderful recipes for lacto-fermented beverages, such as the ones I just mentioned, and you can find many more of them in the book Nourishing Traditions, which is available at the Evergreen Cottage. Also, you can find some of the information and recipes presented on tonight's show in our June newsletter. To obtain a copy of our newsletter, just stop by the store to pick up a copy or visit our website at ealywellness.com. And you can also access all of our current and past publicized newsletters from there. Or you can email us or call us to be added to our mailing list, and you will automatically receive our monthly newsletter and special promotions. So this wraps up today's show. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 365-2288 or contact the radio station. Thank you so much for listening, and I invite you to join me again next Wednesday for another edition of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And for a list of my services, please visit my website at elywellness.com. I also want to invite you to stop by the Whole Foods Pantry on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street, which is stocked with organic and healthy food choices such as fresh organic fruits and vegetables, organic meats and dairy products, whole food supplements and concentrates, as well as environmentally friendly products. And if you happen to be in the Virginia area, make sure to visit the Natural Harvest Food Co-op. Thanks again for listening, and remember, let food be your medicine.